Chapter 1, Shopping List of Bad Behavior. Somewhere in here you will recognize someone you know. You. Yesterday I was clever, so I wanted to change the world. Today I am wise, so I am changing myself. Rumi. Your path. 1. I've got a problem. Say it loud. Say it clearly. Close the door if you don't want anyone to hear you. Admitting you have a problem is the first step on the high-functioning express. If you don't own it, you can't fix it. So before you do anything else, make this declaration, be it on paper, in front of the mirror, or as a mantra you repeat to yourself. 2. Identify your problem. Before you can begin to change your behavior, you must know what it is you're changing. We've isolated many common problems in this chapter. One or several may be yours. 3. How is your behavior affecting your life? How do we know when our maladaptive behaviors have crossed the line? We often don't. And we usually have a well-worn list of excuses for how they haven't. We've included a questionnaire in this chapter that will tell you if your issues have grown to unacceptable proportions. If you're reading this, we're guessing they have. 4. Accept the fact that the time for change is now. The time has come to commit to a better way of living. Soon is not a time. After Thanksgiving is not a time. After I've finished my exams is not a time. Now is a time. Look at your watch. Write down what time it is. Write down the date. This is the moment your new life has begun. We are all human, thus we all make mistakes. Many of us make the same mistakes over and over and over again. In fact, we seldom make new ones because bad habits are just the repetition of mistakes, be they conscious or unconscious. Addiction enters our life when we let the momentary pleasure or pain avoidance of those habits hijack our critical thinking and affect our behavior in ways that are either life-threatening or life-limiting. Addiction, bad habits, poor life choices, call them what you will, they all fall under the heading of lack of impulse control. Do you